thinking. And in my many travels across Russia, it seems to me that Russian behavior is understandable, and there are patterns behind it.
Well, so let's look at that through the guise of the Olympics, right? Because we're seeing the Olympics from the opening ceremonies to the stage, the whole staging. How does this Russia that you see manifest itself?
Well, I think the Olympics are a very traditional Russian event. I mean, this is a country that has built St. Petersburg to be the European city on a swamp, professed it wanted to spread communism around the world. The Olympics, in a way, are another grandiose project to try to catch up to the West. But I think what really characterizes these games to me is that they show how much Russia actually lags. Because if you look at what's going on in Russia, Moscow may be full of luxury cars and fancy restaurants thanks to the riches from Russia's vast energy wealth. But you don't have to go to Siberia. You can just drive 50 miles outside of Moscow and see a countryside that's literally dying. I visited many villages where there were two, sometimes even one, elderly person living in what used to be villages on muddy tracks. The poverty, alcoholism, disease, in many ways, Russia is heading toward crisis.